The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Jim, the professional Williams. And we've made the short trip over the river through the woods of Dearborn County to make it down to Lawrenceburg High School. That'll be the site of tonight's tilt between the Lady Tigers as they welcome in the visiting Lady Jacksonville Eagles. Welcome to Countdown to Tip Off. A pleasure to be with you again in the new year. Jim, about one of the first games I've been back on the radio. Of course, we were together last night down in St. Leon. Good to be on the road again. This time bringing you some exciting girls basketball action.
This is going to be a great one, Terrence. It is such an even matchup as you look at the records of these two ball clubs. The Jacksonville Eagles are 13-4 coming in here. The Tigers of Lawrenceburg are 11-7. They've got an average of 50.5 points per game for JCD, 48.2 for Lawrenceburg, 26.2 rebounds per game for Lawrenceburg, 25.4 for JCD, 9.4 assists per game dished off by each team. You get the idea, a lot of even matchups here, and we do want to point out that, as Jeff Sagarin notes, the Eagles are 8th in Class 1A across Indiana, and the Tigers are 48th in Class 3A. This is going to be a wild and interesting matchup.
Well, you know, it's one of those games that kind of a throwback game, if you would, to classless basketball, where you put the bigs and the littles all together and you just see what happens. This Jacksonville team, extremely talented, pretty much the exact same team they put on the floor last year, minus the one lone senior. They made the deep run to the state semifinals, and they have every expectation, Jim, every expectation to get back to play at the state level again.
Absolutely. We've seen them a couple times, including in the Ripley County Tournament. I've been impressed with them each time. We've only seen the Lawrenceburg Tigers once. That was my very first game.
Oh.
And when Batesville came down and we were here. But I'm glad to be back for my third in Indiana in this gym. It is a show place now that they have a floor that's not collapsing. And, and life is good for the folks in Lawrenceburg. JCD is going to try and make it difficult for him.
No doubt about it. Got about 11 minutes till tip here. Again, thanks for joining us for Countdown to Tip Off. My friend Jim has secured interviews with both head coaches. We'll hear from them in just a second. All of that and more coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insist on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Getting ready for this big girls showdown at Lawrenceburg between the homestanding Tigers and the Jacksonville Eagles. And Coach Zane White joins us. Coach, your two teams seem so evenly matched. Tell us about the Tigers and what fans listening should expect.
Well, I hope we're evenly matched if we're as good as what I think Coach Smith's team is, and that means we might be okay. You know, I think Coach Smith brings a wealth of experience and a great squad here to Lawrenceburg all the time. We'll have to be really good tonight defensively to stop them. Very guard-oriented, and they play inside out well. They got shooters around the perimeter with Meyer inside. I think they do a wonderful job.
Now, tell us about some of the standouts for your ball club, because we've heard great things about Brooklyn Craig especially, and certainly Natalie Kniga and Aubrey Lavazza.
Well, we've got four kids that we rely on a lot to do a lot of scoring for us. We've got kids up and down the lineup that contribute in a lot of ways, but no doubt Brooklyn, Aubrey, Natalie, and Cameron Ferreira, all four of them, we lean very heavily on them on the offensive side.
Are there any particular specialties that anybody has that you really want to exploit tonight and take something away from Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, Coach Smith likes to trap. He'll change defenses just about at any time. So we have to be prepared and see that. We can't be dribbling up the floor and try to guess what we're going to do. We have to have a plan. To say we're going to exploit anything, our game is to try and penetrate and kick, try to break the defense down. He will take that away, I'm sure, by playing some zone and trapping us and getting us off balance and uncomfortable. So, you know, we just have to be really good and not throw the ball away. If we do that, we could probably give ourselves a better chance tonight.
It should be one of those epic matchups at this time of the season between one of the better clubs in each class.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I have the utmost respect for Coach Smith and his program. So anytime you come in, I told our girls yesterday, we have to match their intensity. There's nothing that we're going to get by them that he won't be prepared for or he won't have his team prepared for. So we just got to be really sound.
It should be a great one tonight. Thanks so much, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be right back to hear from Coach Scott Smith from the Eagles in just a moment. You're listening to High School Hoops on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back before this girls' varsity matchup here in Lawrenceburg, where the Jacksonville Eagles at 13-4 on the season take on the Lawrenceburg Tigers. And Coach Scott Smith, this should be a really impressive matchup between the two classes, and people need to keep that in mind, don't they?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, it's hard to remember, but, you know, we're about 25 years in the class basketball, but, you know, I still remember when, you know, we went out and played everybody, and that's why we try to do that with our schedule and still play everybody. So we just look at it, two really good teams are going to play tonight.
Absolutely, and your girls have been really fabulous, and you had Julia Meyer pretty much leading multiple categories for you with 13 points a game, almost 9 rebounds, and more than 2 assists per contest. Tell us just how important Julia is to this ball club.
Well, Julia is the jack of all trades on our team. And, you know, what was heartening for me in the last couple games is she's starting to get confidence and taking the three again. And that just makes her more effective for us because she needs some space to really play the game the way she needs to play it. But yeah, she does a great job. She is unselfish. She passes the ball to every teammate. And then we've got teammates who can knock down shots, and that makes that a lot easier.
And remind us who some of those other weapons are, because you do have a really well-rounded ball club to get to this kind of record at this point in the season.
Yeah, so Julia is a senior. Reagan Hughes is another senior. They were our MVPs last year and our two leading scorers. They're our two leading scorers this year. Kelsey Boardman is our junior point guard. She's averaging right at 10 points a game and shooting the ball really well right now. Kaylin Heiners is our third senior. She's been a defensive specialist most of the time, but two of the last three games, she scored double figures for us, and she's getting more confidence in her outside shot. And then Sophie Sullivan is just a great athlete, and she gets a lot of stuff for us in transition.
And we did an extended interview with Sophie a couple weeks ago. What a young woman you have there.
Quite a bit. She's got an interest in multiple things, and she does multiple activities very well, and I think she's going to be quite the businesswoman someday.
Absolutely. Now, you do have these Lawrenceburg Tigers to think about, and this is the site of my very first game just a month ago, which seems like a lot longer than that, but what are your thoughts on taking these girls on and getting the W that you want?
Well, Lawrenceburg has tremendous athletes. They're playing very well right now. Zane White does an awesome job. He's a great coach. You know, he's been down here and built a great program for them. For us to be effective, we're going to have to make sure that we don't give the Fiara girl and the Labaza girl a lot of easy looks in transition, and then we're going to have to watch the Kaniga kid inside because she's really a force. And if we can do that and control the tempo and play the way we want to play, I feel really confident.
We're looking for a great contest, Coach. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Scott Smith of the Jacksonville Eagles, and we'll be right back to tip it off in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back, Hoop fans, Lawrenceburg High School. We'll call it the Tigers Den here tonight, where the Lady Eagles of Jacksonville have come in with their 13-4 record. They're going to put that on the floor up against the Lawrenceburg Tigers, sitting at 11-7. And you heard from the coaches there, Jim. I got the sense that both programs have mutual respect for one another, and they're looking for a highly contested game played at a high level.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, Terrence, it's been so much history. Over the last 20 years, Jacksonville has a surprisingly big margin of 14-5, but it's literally anybody's game when you match these two schools up. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think the last time these two teams met up, it was a two-point game.
There you go.
I believe Jacksonville got them there by two, and I think the predictor is it'll be about a three-point game. Still calling for a Jacksonville win. Once again, thank you so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We're going to step away for the playing and singing of the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have live action from the Tigers Den. It's the Eagles taking on Lawrenceburg here on Country 103.9 WRBI in the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you.
If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
All right, let's do it. John?
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take the starting lineup for tonight's Varsity matchup. First, for the visiting Jacksonville, Lady Eagles.
Welcome back to Lawrenceburg High School. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams here at the Tigers' Den, where the Lady Eagles are set to take on the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Should be a really good contest here tonight. Both teams looking obviously to get wins, but I've been most impressed when I look at the Lady Eagles, Julia Meyer. She is doing it all, Jim, leading her team in points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, even leads in blocks per game.
Absolutely. Julia is a huge, huge weapon. But don't discount Sophie Sullivan, who we talked to and about a couple weeks ago when she was Player of the Week. And I got to say, Kaylin Heiners, it may be kind of a secret weapon, as Coach Smith referred to her briefly. Yep. She gets a lot done away from the ball and when she has it in her hands.
Yeah, when we look towards the Tigers, they are going with Brooklyn Craig, scoring about 15 points a game. She's a go-getter. Yes. And then right there beside her, her running mate, Natalie Kaniga, she is a beast on the boards, averaging about 8 rebounds per contest. So those two young ladies will want to look out for. And then you heard Coach Smith mention in his pregame comments that he was concerned about Labazo as well as Friera. Didn't want any easy looks for those young ladies as well, because he knows how quickly they can get hot and then could be a handful for them to handle.
This may be one of the best matchups we see throughout the season.
Agreed.
Just the way these two teams come in for it and certainly ready for each other. And as you heard from the coaches, knowing each other well.
No doubt about it. Both teams now are on the floor. I want to thank our sponsors, Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Gehring's. The Eagles in their powder blue, trimmed out in red and white. They will concede the tip to the Tigers. Tigers in all white, trimmed out in orange and black. And a would-be turnover there as the Eagles jump into a passing lane, knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Throwing it in will be number 5, Natalie Kaniga. Natalie has it now on the wing, goes inside. They kick it back up top for Fiera. Fiera's going to pass this one off to O'Brien and a steal. Down the lane, layup is good. Sophie Sullivan with quick hands and quick feet, able to get the first 2 points out of the ball game. Kaniga back the other way quickly down on the baseline. Draws a would-be trap. She passes out of that back up top, and they work it around the arc. Back to Kaniga now, and she thought she was going to stick her hand out that game, but decided to let it go.
Sophie Sullivan on that first bucket showing exactly the skills that we had talked about throughout the season so far, but to see it live is really cool.
They inbound this one cleanly. Fiera has it. She draws a crowd. Kaniga's open, dribbles inside from the left elbow. Her shot no good, rebounded by the Eagles.
bringing it up the floor for the first time tonight. Number 24, Reagan Hughes. Hughes works this one around, a little motion offense up top. And now with Heiners. Heiners back to Hughes. Reagan gets inside the defense and pulls it back out. Three ball coming from the left wing. Off the back iron hard, but it's a Jacksonville rebound. They'll reset and go again. Down the lane. Very aggressive move there inside, but no dice. Julia Meyer with a miss. Tigers going to try to bring it back the other way. Another steal. Heiners this time steps in the lane. Drives and lays it in for two. So both Eagles baskets have come off of turnovers. They lead it 4-0.
She got it away to Kelly Borgman for the layup just in time. Beautiful play.
Back the other way now. The Eagles under a little bit of pressure. They break the press. They go inside. Nice bounce pass across the lane. And a two-point basket's good for Lexi Elza. The Eagles are going to walk it back up across the timeline with Heiners. Reagan Hughes from the left wing tries to get inside. Shake her, man. She's covered up pretty good for air. Give her everything she wants and then some. But somehow Hughes steps through up and under. Her two-point basket, good. And the Eagles on top, 6-2, early in this one. Kanega down the lane with a strong move, but she's going to get called for the charge as the Eagles were able to step in. And that was a big move to step in front of that. Kanega had a full head of steam.
And Natalie is one of those physical presences that we talk about. She's got the muscle to make it happen. It went a little too hard.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Back the other way. Heiners going to bring it up the floor. She's going to pass off now. Briefly in the hands of Meyer. Meyer to Reagan Hughes and back to Meyer. They go inside. Meyer up and under. Beautiful move on the post. Got that one on the left block and delivered cleanly. 8-2. Jacksonville kind of feeling it right now.
That's why they paid Julia Meyer the big bucks.
A long two from this side. Had a foot on the line, so it'll be a two-pointer. But that O'Brien basket stops the bleeding, and then on the other end, a steal from the Tigers. Tigers about to make this a one-possession game. Ferreira looks down inside. They kick it back up top, and that good trap defense caused steps for the Tigers. I believe it was number 12.
Eliana Fox.
Yeah, Fox had it briefly and
slight shuffle there. She was mad at herself when that whistle came.
Little indecision whether she wanted to dribble or pass, and that indecision caused her to travel. So 8-4 the ball game. Eagles with the ball and the lead. Gonna size up a three down in the corner. It was Myers, thought better of it, and they bring it out. Checking in now for their first time is Heiners has that one. It's big bucket from the wing. And that was Julia Myers. You heard Coach Smith say she's starting to find some confidence in that long-distance shot. You saw it right there. Tigers now back on offense. They work it all the way around through the hands of the initial recipient and right into the waiting arms of number 4, Riley O'Brien. O'Brien drops it in the bucket. 11-6 now, your score. The Eagles going to get another turnover here. Looked like it was a block. Landed right into the hands of the Tigers. And Fox is going to almost go coast to coast. Dishes it off now for Kanega across the lane. And now with the ball, O'Brien, she's going to have it stolen. Back the other way. Eagles, an easy layup for number 20, Sophie Sullivan. And the Eagles are really hurting them on the turnovers. They scored on every single turnover thus far. Is that another? Nope. Got to knock that one out of bounds. Jumping in the passing lane for the Eagles is number 32, Kaylin Heiners. And she's been everywhere so far.
And Sophie Sullivan's doing exactly what's been expected of her all season tonight.
Yes. Yes. Finally get it in. Do the Tigers are going to go cross court with the pass high above the head. The ball in the hands of O'Brien. Almost tipped away, and Friera saves the day. Sends it over to her right for Fox. Fox going to go down to the corner. Three ball up, no good. Down to the Eagles. They're off and running. Full court pass all the way down inside. This one lands with Borgman. Borgman's got to give it up, though. Got to reset with Myers. In the corner. Three ball. Got him. That's Reagan Hughes. when she drains the three from the left corner. And just like that, Jim, it's a 10-point lead for the Eagles.
She and Meyer each have five now.
Tigers really got to stop the bleeding here. They're going to try a three of their own. This one coming from the far wing. This one off the front of the lip from Fiera, but the Tigers do get the rebound. Kanega has it, going to send it back up top. Fiera going to load up. No, head fake, takes two steps inside and drains the mid-range. Fiera.
Solid two for Cameron.
Yes. They say that that mid-range shot is gone from basketball, but not lost on Fiera. She makes it an eight-point game now. Borgman on the dribble, handed off with the motion weave up top. They go over to the left wing. Three ball, badly missed, and the Tigers will take advantage of the air ball, but they can't see. Now they've got it under control. Get it across the timeline. Another pull-up jumper, and Fiera is feeling it. Back-to-back pull-up jumpers brings the Tigers within six. Eagles now need to settle down a little, Jim.
Cameron may be exactly what the Tigers needed, and Julia Meyer missed that last one. There's a long one from Sophie, not quite there.
Straight away three, no good. They did get the rebound, and able to drop it back in was Meyer. Again, she leads the team in rebounds. A big offensive board right there.
And she's got 8 points. Seven.
18-10 with the Eagles on top. Tigers trying to fight their way back in. They work it all the way around the arc. Fiera, who's had the hot hand, got to give it up. Pass this one off to Fox. Fox has it briefly. Finds Kanega up top. Kanega back to Fox. Fox high above the head, looking, takes a dribble inside, finds an open man underneath. Good for two as O'Brien sneaks down on the left block, on the right block, and able to drop that one in. 18-12, hard drive to the basket, and it just rolls all the way around and falls for Sophie Sullivan. 57 seconds left here in the first, back and forth, free-flowing first quarter, Jim. And that pace clearly has favored the Eagles.
This one's got a pace to it that we didn't see last night when we stopped and started a lot. This is a smooth, excellent game.
Another Eagle steal, jumping in the passing lane and then going coast to coast, foul underneath, and Heiner's just really, the defensive specialist that she is on this team is showing up right here in the first.
The brilliant steal by Kayla. She was just disappointed she couldn't finish, but that's because she was fouled, so she'll have a shot right here. Two of them.
Heiner steps to the line.
Foul charge to Eliana Fox. That's the sophomore's first.
That first free throw is pure for Kaylin.
Her first point of the night, oddly.
She's been doing all the dirty work on the other end. Yes. 21-12, your score with the second free throw.
In and
the commentator's curse prevented that one to going down.
Sorry, Kaylin.
And Lawrence Burke quickly up the floor. They want to get this last shot here. Almost threw it away, but saved at the last second by Fiera. She gets it back now. Top of the key, takes a step inside, kicks it out to the wing. Goes back across court. They look down in the corner for Kanega. Kanega using that body, but they say she stepped on the inline, Jim. Unforced error. They turn her over with 16 seconds left, so it'll be the Eagles holding for the final
one
shot.
One sneaker barely in the wrong spot.
Yes. 21-12. Borgman's going to bring it up and hold. Goes inside. Down on the low block. Cross to the other side. Kicks it out for three. Got him. Big basket to close out the first quarter as Julia Meyer spots up for three. It's 24-12 after one. We'll be back with more right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Presentation of high school basketball being brought tonight in part by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. First quarter in the books. Eagles lead 24-12. Jim, who's getting it done tonight?
With 12 points so far, 10 points so far, I should say, it's Julia Meyer, 2 threes and 2 twos.
She leads all scores. Sierra chipped in 4 for the Tigers as O'Brien also had 6. Eagles' first shot to start the second. A deep shot from the left side. It's not going to go down, but looks like a loose ball foul
on the floor.
Okay. So that's this ball's going to stay then with the Eagles. Of course, that's the first team foul here in the second quarter.
Joshua Riley O'Brien.
They get this one in cleanly. Meyer has it. Finds Borgman. Borgman for 3 off the front rim. This time the Tigers able to corral the rebound. And they're ready to go up the floor. Off and running. Labazo checks in. Haven't called her name tonight. I think this might be her first action here. Labazo, little travel there, a little hesitation that she wasn't sure if she wanted to pass to her left or right. Got hung up there, and they call her for the travel. Eagles playing well here in the first free-flowing quarter with 24 points they put up in the first. They lead by 12 as Borgman brings it across the timeline. Borgman sprints into action, motion weave up top. Reagan Hughes has it. Hughes going to drop it off. Now Borgman trying to get free. Can't shake the defender, but Hughes does. Steps through the lane, too hard off the backboard, and into the hands of the waiting Tigers. Labonzo puts the move, goes into the corner, finds Kaniga. Kaniga across the lane, but gives it right back to the Eagles at the foot race. As Sophie Sullivan gets too deep, hits the bottom of the rim, but she's fouled on her way. She'll go to the line for 2.
Sophie making a lot happen for the Eagles tonight, as we might have expected. She wasn't as effective last week, but got it all this evening. Second foul, by the way, there on Riley O'Brien.
And it's the Eagles' aggressiveness off of the Tiger turnovers as the first free throw is good for Sophie. She will shoot another. It's the pressure that they're putting on the Tiger defense. They get those turnovers, and then they are off and running.
Absolutely.
And the Tigers having trouble to get back and transition D. And Sophie sinks them both. It's a 26-12 ball game. Labazo, no doubt, brought in here to perhaps settle things down just a little bit. Labazo on the right side. Has it in the corner. Going to have to dribble away out of that. Sophie all over, looking inside. Almost picked off again. Labazo brings it back out. They swing it now to the near side. That's where Regan Cecil says she checks in. And a 3 ball set up by Fox.
Nope. Just a 2-pointer for Eliana.
Okay. Fox with a deep 2. Makes it 26-14. And here's that 3 coming. All the way from left wing. Borgman not going to go down. Hughes gets up limping. That's going to be something to keep an eye on for the Eagles. 3 ball from the near side. No good. Tigers get the offensive rebound. This time they step inside the arc. This 2-point basket won't go. Hughes, now she looks to be in good spirits. She shakes off that limp, dribbles down the floor. They kick it out for Myers. Myers dribble inside. She's got Kaniga all on her. She'll have to give it up. 3 ball from the near wing off the backboard. No good. Tried to bank that one home. But the banks are closed for Sophie Sullivan at this time of night. 3 ball from the near corner for the Tigers. High off the iron. Meyer with the rebound. Meyer throws it up to the wing. Heiner finds Borgman in the corner. She tries another. This one won't go. Borgman cannot find the range on her distant shot just yet.
It seems, Terrence, that the Eagles are bent on putting the Tigers out of this one early if they can drop those 3-pointers.
Yes. They seem real warm early. They've cooled off just a little bit here in this quarter.
Yeah, 3 of them in that first period.
Of course, Heiner put up 3 in a row. None of them go. Meyer doing the dirty work now underneath. Her first shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and is fouled on the way back up. She'll go to the line to shoot two more.
And the Tiger foul goes against Lexi Elza, her first of the game. Only the fifth team foul, for the Tigers.
Julia's first free throw is pure. 27-14. And the Tigers are going to have to be careful here. They want to kind of stay connected to the Eagles. They won't want them to get out and run away from them here.
Eagles 4-for-4 on the stripe now.
As Meyer makes her second. It's a 14-point game, the largest Eagle lead of the night. Labazo, one step inside the arc, straightaway shot, no good. Rebound, Eagles clearing it out. Heiners doing all the dirty work. And Scott Smith's going to save them as they tried to trap Meyer here on the near sideline. Coach Scott Smith, always present and ready to go, calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here.
And Julia was needing to get physical, she thought, as she tossed the elbow. The Tiger wisely got out of the way.
Yeah.
And we are brought to our listeners tonight, Terrence, by the continuing list of great sponsors, including Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy, Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees. And we welcome tonight Nobby Mower Shop joining our fine group of sponsors on WRBI.
All right. You mentioned earlier, Jim, the contrast in tonight's ball game versus last night. A very free-flowing game,
very
up and down the floor. I do feel, though, that pace that they played at so far clearly is favoring the Eagles and perhaps the Tigers to get back in this. They would be well served to kind of slow things down a little bit.
They want less pace. Eagles want more pace.
And they're getting their way right now. Down the lane goes Meyer, and a blocking call. Count the basket. Well, let's see if they count it. They do. Have yet to adjust the scoreboard, but yeah, now they get the 2 points up. So Julia will stroll to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
And that's a quick second personal on Lexi Elza for the Tigers. Coach White hasn't taken his players with two out yet, but he might.
So Meyer does, in fact, complete the old-fashioned three. 31-14, and the Eagles looking like they want to run away with this one. Labazo, maybe taking heat, going to just walk this one up the floor. Goes down into the corner. Kaniga flashed there for a minute on the low post, but they could not get an entry pass that they liked, so they go cross-court instead. Ill-advised, another turnover. Off to the races is Sophie Sullivan. Sullivan has Labazo all over. They're sharing the same jersey even. Finally able to get free, kicks it off to the corner. Puts it on the floor, does Heiners, and Kaniga is there. So the Eagles will have to slow down. They're going to reset. Borgman has it up top. She's going to go over to her left for Meyer. Meyer slowly walks it back with 3:56 left here in the first half. 31-14, your score. Meyer surveying this Tiger defense. Tigers playing man-to-man. They may want to think about zone at some point, maybe to slow things down.
And the Eagles are spreading that defense out.
They definitely are. They've got them all five sprinkled all around the arc. And back and forth goes Borgman. The Tigers are going to let her pretty much choose what she wants to do. They're not forcing the issue, but now Meyer is. Meyer gets into the lane, kicks it out to the corner. They're going to come back up top for Reagan Hughes. Hughes, couple of dribbles and finds Borgman. Borgman now. Back and forth, back and forth. Most movement we've seen in this possession yet. Borgman inside the arc and comes right back out. Now she gets past, drops it down on the left block. Was looking for Heiner there on the left block. And the Eagles kind of got in there and tapped that one away out of bounds. They'll reset underneath and bring it in under their own basket.
That spread slowdown offense is exactly what Coach Smith wanted to do, especially with a 17-point lead with only 3 minutes left in the first half.
Exactly. They get it in cleanly and come up top. A good look at a straightaway three for Reagan Hughes. No good. Tigers off and running. Full head of steam. Kaniga in the corner, high above the head, then puts it on the floor. Now she sends a nice bounce pass down the baseline, and charging in from this near corner was Ferreira, and she gets fouled on her way to the basket. And this might be just what the Tigers wanted, was opportunities to put points on the board with the clock stopped.
First personal on Julia Meyer, first team foul on the Eagles.
As Ferreira's first free throw is good.
And that comes with 2:46 to go in the first half.
And she sinks them both, 31-16 now the score, as the Eagles have almost doubled up the Tigers here in this first half. Eagles bring it up with Sullivan. Sullivan drops it off for Heiner's help on the right wing, and a collision is going to result in a steal, but Tigers not going to give up on that one. Hughes able to steal that one from behind, knock that one away from Cadigan. I think Hughes had a full head of steam and kind of stumbled into the stanchions there behind the goal, but she's going to stay in. I think she's okay.
Reagan picks up only the Eagles' second team foul.
She thought she had gotten that one cleanly.
Yes, she did.
They find Kaniga. Straight up goes Hughes, but Kaniga too strong. That two-point basket is good. Of course, the Kaniga family getting a lot of attention here recently, nationally, indeed, if you would. And now the Eagles looking to get their offense back moving again. Myers on the wing, and now this man-to-man defense is causing a little bit of problems there. Meyer drops her man, but misses the shot. Had put the defender on skates and back the other way, and a foul is going to be called as the hard-charging Tigers. And that was Labazo, determined to get to the rim, ran into the defense of the Eagles.
It's going to be Julia Meyer with her second third-team foul for Jacksonville.
Labazo's first free throw rims out. She's got one more shot coming. 31-18, that's your score, with about a minute 46 left in the first half. It's been all Eagles from the opening tip. Labazo misses them both. Quickly down the floor, and a bad foul there. Reagan Hughes did a head fake like she was going to go up for a three. That caused the defender to leave her feet. And while in the air, Reagan's going to go baseline, and she caught a leg or a knee there to the side. And both ladies seemed to be okay. But that was a scary moment, Jim.
It was. Reagan is up and coming to the foul line to shoot her free throw. She's not totally relaxed yet, but she shakes it off and has the ball in her hand.
And she might be still feeling some of the effects. That free throw was well short, Jim. That is not typical of Hughes at the line.
Not at all.
Sets herself, steadies herself for the second one, and this one's pure, straight down the middle. 32-18. Hughes stays on the floor. Tigers now trying to get something going. Ball with Cecil. And losing the dribble was Friera. Another Tiger turnover. They kick it out for Boardman. Heiners, once again with the steal, doing that dirty work. Boardman up top. Boardman shades from left into right. Back and forth she goes. Draws a second defender now. And that's when she hands things off. Puts it in the hands of Heiners, and Heiners has her pocket pick. That's not going to go over well. And Heiners, bodies are up. They say the foul on the floor prevented her from getting that shot off. And actually, as a defender, that's what you want. If you're going to foul, foul before they get into the act of shooting. And that's going to be the fourth for the team. And how many is that on Heiners?
That is just her first.
Tigers get the ball in to Cecil, and then they find Kaniga, who goes straight down the lane, too hard, too strong, and they call a jump ball.
Oh, man.
As they tie up They tie up Hines. She can't believe it.
And there were supposed to be shots on that foul. It looked like it was going to be Labazo. Then it was going to be Cecil. Then they didn't fire the shots at all.
So the ball is going to actually essentially be a turnover.
Yeah.
Because it's going to stay with the Tigers. Three ball from Fiera, hard off the back iron, but rebounded and back up and fouled on the way up was Cecil.
Reagan's, now Reagan's going to be shooting.
Yeah, Reagan Cecil able to secure that rebound and quickly put it back up. That's what coaches like to see. No, when you get that rebound, don't bother with a dribble. Just go right back up. She did, and she'll be rewarded with two shots.
That's the second on Kaylin Hiners.
First free throw is good. Reagan will have another. 32-19. Your score with 46 seconds. We'll see after this free throw if the Eagles will hold for the final shot. Tigers not having anything to do with that. They apply a little bit of pressure here. And Heiner's going to be able to get it across the timeline, and she does. They fell out on a steal. And again, Hughes fouled hard. I don't know if that's part of the scouting report, but she is getting the worst of it here.
Cecil's the one that clocked her there, too, and Reagan's a pretty slim girl. She's selling out, letting everybody have it.
So Hughes will go back to the line to shoot two more. This one drops four and makes it a 13-point game. Eagles had built their lead as high as 14. At one point during this first half, and a successful free throw here will match their largest lead of the night, and Reagan does just that. 14-point lead for the Eagles. Tigers bringing it up the floor with 32 seconds left to go. Cecil goes back up top for Labazo. Then they swing it all the way around. Fiera lets a three fly. She's got it. Big basket for the Tigers. And an Eagle turnover immediately, streaking up the floor with Sophie Sullivan. And Sullivan tried to send this one over to the corner as one of the reserves, Savannah Steele, had checked in. And that one goes all over Steele's head. And don't look now, but the Tigers have a chance to get this lead down to single digits before the half. 7 seconds left. They send it to Fiera. Fiera again. This time from the near wing. Bad miss on that three. Doesn't draw iron. Oh, and a foul as time expires. Oh, my goodness. The one thing you couldn't do. And a foul is called, so they will send the Tigers to the line to shoot two. Taking these two free throws will be Fox.
Foul on Savannah Steele, who had just checked in the game for the last 7 seconds of the half. So first one, not close.
Fox at the line all by herself. Jim, I've said it a million times. They just make it that much harder for these free throw shooters. They send them out there by themselves.
Oh, yes.
She does make the second, and that's going to do it as there are double zeros on the clock for this first half. Eagles 34, Tigers 24. We'll be back in just a sec to discuss all the action in the first half and get you ready to go for half number two. It's halftime here at the Tigers Den with the Eagles on top by 10 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And welcome back, sports fans. It is halftime here at the Tigers' Den. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams, and it's the Lady Eagles who have flown into town, and they have taken a 10-point lead at the halftime break. Jim, a nice free-flowing game, perhaps a little more scoring than we anticipated.
Oh, yes.
In this one.
Absolutely, Terrence. And actually, in that first half, Jacksonville had the lead up to 18 points at one time.
Oh, wow.
And it was fortunate for the Tigers that they were able to cut it back a bit here at the break to only be at 10. But they still have some work to do to get back farther in it in the second half. 24 points in the first quarter for Jacksonville, only 12 for Lawrenceburg. And then it was 12 in the second for the Tigers, only 10 in that quarter for the Eagles. Let's check out the individual scoring. Julia Meyer leads everybody with 15 points in the game. She's had a couple of twos, a couple of threes, and three free throws. 15 points for Julia Meyer so far. Reagan Hughes has 8 for Jacksonville on a 2 of 3 and 3 free throws. Also 8 points for Sophie Sullivan with more scoring than we've seen in the last few games for her. Kelsey Borgman has 2. Also, one free throw, 1 of 2, is Kaylin Heiners. Taking a look at the individuals for Lawrenceburg, they spread it out among more girls. They've got 9 points on the board for Cameron Ferrari, including that late 3. Also, only 1 bucket in the half for Natalie Kaniga. As big a figure as she's been all over the floor, she only has 2 points. There are 2 points on free throws for Reagan Cecil, a bucket early for Lexi Elza, who got 2 fouls and had to come out in that second quarter. Riley O'Brien had 3 buckets in the first, but she was shut down in the second. She has 6 at the half to be in second place for the Tigers. And Eliana Fox has a bucket and a free throw for 3 points. Again, 24 at the half for the Lawrenceburg Tigers, 34 for the Jacksonville Eagles. And it is an interesting ball game both ways. We'll see what happens when they switch directions.
Well, you said it right. When the Eagles pretty much having their way, and they built that lead all the way up to 18, but credit the Tigers for being tenacious. And we talked about it, Jim.
Yep.
The pace of the game clearly favored the Eagles. Tigers finally able to slow things down just a beat in the second half. And honestly, really, really fortunate to have an opportunity as the time expired to almost cut this down to single digits. Didn't make both of the free throws. It stays at 10. But almost, you know, they had a chance to actually get this down to 9, which would have been a huge feat considering the lead had ballooned all the way to 18.
Yeah, the hole the Tigers got themselves in early looked almost insurmountable after that first quarter at 24-12. But definitely credit Lawrenceburg for staying with it and executing better in that second quarter. What's going to happen in this second half, I don't know. But they may be able to make up this 10-point deficit the way they made up quite a bit in that second quarter.
It may be the case. We'll come back and talk about that in just a bit. We'll talk about exactly what each team needs to do to secure a victory. It's halftime at the Tigers' Den, Eagles 34,
Lady Tigers 24 on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Halftime continues here at the Tigers' Den. Terrence Arnie alongside Jim Williams. 34-24. Tigers are trailing the Eagles here at home. And, you know, Jim, we talked about how the pace clearly favored the Eagles early on, allowed them to build a lead all the way up to 18. And the Tigers found themselves in a little bit of a pickle, but were able to slow things down a little bit. The Eagles' hot shooting kind of tailed off a bit, and that, too, allowed the Tigers to get back into this ballgame.
But that great defense that the Eagles have been putting on has stymied two of the three top scorers for Lawrenceburg this season. One, Natalie Kaniga, has 2 points so far, below her average of seven per game. And, of course, she has a second half to get that in. But Brooklyn Craig has not scored a point, and she averages 14.5 per contest. And Aubrey Labazo averages three. And, again, Aubrey has 0 of 2 free throw shooting, and Brooklyn hasn't even been to the line. So they've completely shut her down.
We'll see how they decide to come out here in the second half. Both teams are out on the floor, out of the locker room, getting last-minute instructions from their head coaches in terms of what needs to be done. Eagles going to go back with their starting five out on the floor with Sullivan, Borgman, Meyer, Hughes, and Heiners. And it's the Tigers. Looks like they're going to go with a different starting five. They've got Labazo, O'Brien, Fiera, Kaniga, and Fox. And they go right off the bat, and they try to trap Borgman. And they do complete the trap, but a foul called on Borgman right away. So an immediate turnover, and the Tigers have really ratcheted up their defense here. Sophie dives for one to try to create a steal, and looks like it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers.
Sullivan slow to get up there.
Yeah, she really sold out on that ball. So it's going to be back-to-back turnovers to start the third quarter. And the Eagles have it now. And Reagan Hughes is going to be able allowed to walk this one up across the timeline. And then came some traffic. Hughes on the far wing goes up top to Borgman. Borgman swings it around for Sophie. Back to Hughes on the opposite side of the floor. Borgman on the near wing goes cross court. Hughes spots up for three. Got him. Good looking shot there. The rotation on that one, Jim, as it was traveling right towards us, you could see a beautiful shot.
Absolutely.
And the Eagles open up the third with a three. An answer coming from the opposite corner. And it was Fierro with a three of her own.
Cameron now has 12 on the game.
So 37-27 as these teams trade three-point baskets. Eagles with it now. They work it all the way around the arc to the far side of the floor with Meyer. Meyer working off of the screen. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to go against the Tigers, Fierro. Perhaps an illegal screen.
That's going to be Cameron's first of the game.
Excuse me, not an illegal screen. She fought through a screen, rather. And that was why the foul was called.
Can't throw an elbow or anything while you're doing that.
No, can't do that. Meyer comes across the timeline, finds a streaking Borgman who lays it up on the lid, but it will not fall. And now Labazo off to the races. Labazo slowed down as she gets in between the circles here. Goes off to a right, dumps it down on the block. Shot won't go. Kaniga's there as well. She has the putback. And the Tigers have decided to go with size here in the second half.
Natalie now has four on the game.
Borgman finds Hughes, who spots up for another three. Halfway down and all the way back out. Kaniga with the rebound, and she's off and running. Down the left-hand side of the floor. Sends it into the corner for Fierro. No good. And Hughes with the rebound. And Meyer's going to bring it back up the floor. Calling for it is Sophie Sullivan. She gets it right where she wants it, lays it in for two.
Great feed there by Julia Meyer.
You've got to reward them for running the floor when they run it that well. Back the other way, Labazo out of control just a little bit, kicks it over to Kaniga, and then it goes back to Fierro up top. 5:30 now in this third quarter. On the left block, kicks it back out. Kaniga, wild miss there, and they try to tie up Reagan Hughes, but that's going to be a foul called as the Tigers, Lexi Elza, gave her a bear hug underneath.
The foul on Lexi, her third of the game. That may make a difference for the Tigers, and still Brooklyn Craig, their leading scorer, is not in.
Eagles going to bring it up the floor. Myers doing most of the heavy lifting there. Finds Borgman on the wing. Borgman drives inside. Count the basket. That's a grown woman move right there as Borgman with the leaner absorbs the contact and kisses the glass for two. Has an opportunity for a three-point play, Jim.
The foul coming against Aubrey Labazo, her third. And there's the shot. Good.
So Borgman completes the three-point play, 42-29. Coast-to-coast, Labazo. Eagles fell asleep. Nobody picked her up, and she just drove all the way to the basket and laid it in for two. Borgman now being challenged by Fierro, gives it up. Sophie Sullivan has it, finds Meyer. Meyer puts it on the floor, shakes and bakes. A long three for Borgman. Still can't find the range. Back the other way. Inside the arc. Set shot, no good. Into the hands of Reagan Hughes. And Hughes brings it up. Has Julia Meyer in tow. Meyer trying to work around the big body of Kaniga. Can't get around her. She covers a lot of territory.
Indeed.
Using those long arms.
And it's an 11-point Eagles lead, 42-31.
A nice cut there by Meyer. Meyer inside the lane from the free throw line, the volleyball service line, rather. 2 points are good. 44-31 with 3:53 here in the third. Tigers, straightaway three from Fierro. No good. Eagles off and running. Sophie got right close to the edge. And I think, once again, Coach Scott Smith saves them with a timeout. She was about to go out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 44-31, Eagles on top. Country 103.9, WRBI, the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communications, and Ivy Tech Community College. And for the Jacksonville Eagles, Julia Meyer leads with 17 points.
And the aforementioned Meyer has it, loses the dribble. Oh, goes down to one knee, gets it, puts it up, and Heiners drives to the hoop and is fouled. Heiners will go to the line. What a save by Meyer.
Doing everything she can to make it happen. Julia is all over the place tonight, including on her knees, making a great pass to Kalen.
Heiners' first free throw rattles around and out.
That foul charged, by the way, to Riley O'Brien of the Tigers. That's her fourth.
That's fourth team foul here in the quarter. That one just falls off the rim. And we've got an official's timeout. I believe Natalie Kaniga has either has some blood on her leg.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to get cleaned up. So she'll go sit with the trainer.
Yep.
And as Kaniga is attended to by the team physician and trainer,
Eliana Fox comes back in.
There you go. Full head of steam for Lamazzo. Drives it hard down the court, then kicks it out to the wing. Cross court pass just inside the arc, long two, no good. Rebound, Heiners. Heiners dishes this one off for Julia, who's immediately fouled. Lamazzo just ran into her like a linebacker would a running back coming through the hole.
And Heiner's really having a fine game without a lot of scoring. That is a third foul on Lamazzo. No, it appears to be a fourth, but well, yeah, I guess it is only a third.
But they are five, though. That was five for the team, so that's going to put Meyer at the charity stripe, and she drains the first free throw. 45-31. And Julia able to sink both free throws. Lamazzo now trying to bring it up the floor. Sophie Sullivan giving her a hard way to go. Misses the three ball right into the waiting arms of Meyer. Meyer sends the outlet pass down the floor. This time, Reagan Hughes protects herself as once again Lamazzo wildly goes off her feet and almost collided into her again, and this time another hard collision.
Smart play by Reagan, but Lamazzo fouls her again.
And you thought I was joking when I said it looked like a linebacker yeah. running into a running back. I'm not really sure. I mean, she's played extremely aggressive. I'll give her that, but I'm not sure she's going after the ball each time, Jim.
That is a fourth on Aubrey, and that is going to mean two free throws every time the rest of this third quarter for the Eagles. First one sinks for Reagan Hughes. She's now got 12 points in the game.
Lamazzo's going to have a seat over beside the coach. He might be wondering the same thing I'm wondering.
Indeed.
She'll have a few minutes to think that one over as the Eagles increase their lead now 48-31. Almost matching their largest lead, but hold on. Hold your horses because Cameron Fierro has a little something to say about that. She steps into a three and that's going to cause a timeout to be called on the floor. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. 48-34, Eagles on top on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
A cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, but having convenient access to a team of professionals you can trust makes all the difference. At Margaret Mary Health, they partner with oncologists from the Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. Their cancer experts are experienced and knowledgeable, but most importantly, they have your best interests at heart. If you've recently been diagnosed with cancer or would like a second opinion, they'd love to help. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary online at mmhealth.org.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of girls high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by...
Oh, yeah, by Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner. We'll be there Monday night at 6. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Guts, Willard, J.C. Bank, and by Mary Margaret Health.
2:28 left here in the third quarter. Eagles have ratcheted up a little bit on the offensive. They've built their lead up to 14. It was just a 10-point ball game at the half.
This is not looking good for the Tigers and looking very strong for the Eagles.
Julia Meyer has the ball, walks it up across the timeline, shades to her right, splits two defenders, then kicks it out for Borgman. Borgman finds Sophie Sullivan. They go cross-court to Hughes. Hughes now weaves across the top and then leaves it for Sullivan, who finds Meyer on the opposite side of the floor. Meyer, back and forth she goes. A wide open Reagan Hughes has it, and the Eagles now seem very interested in running a bit of clock here with 1:52 left in the third.
As they did early in that second quarter.
Myers and Hughes share the ball back and forth. Now Borgman gets in on the action. Back up top for Reagan and Julia on the opposite side. Myers, one dribble back to Hughes. Back to Meyer.
Just daring the Tigers to come after the ball.
And the Tigers, playing their part, won't do it. Tipped away back into the backcourt. So Hughes will go get it and they'll reset and start it all over again. Heiners comes off of a screen and gets it from Hughes. Hughes has it again now. Goes inside now with Meyer. Meyer, one dribble back to Reagan.
And in the game now for the Tigers is Riley O'Brien, who scored 6 quick points in the first quarter but hasn't been heard from since. They need points when they can get the ball.
Eagles continue to share the basketball. And Hughes draws the foul as Riley O'Brien gets a little too physical there. And as you mentioned, they shoot the rest of the way.
And she does not, because she just fouled out.
Oh, my.
Oh, excuse me. She only has 4. Sorry.
We'll let her stick around for one more.
We'll stick around.
Ray into the line. First shot is good. She got another shot coming as the Eagles lead this one by 15 now. Under a minute left. Misses the second, but quick moving Julia Meyer gets that rebound. And that kind of epitomizes what this game has been.
Yep.
The Tigers just seem to be a step behind the Eagles at every turn, just like that. As Borgman goes up for the layup, she's fouled from behind. And now Borgman will shoot two.
And this foul on the Eagles, on the Tigers, rather, is charged to Reagan Cecil. Only her second of the game, but costly as Borgman hits that first one. Or no, she missed that first
one. Yeah, it goes off the right of the rim there for Borgman. And Borgman's had a precarious shooting night. And if you play this game long enough, you'll have nights like that.
But yes, you will.
She has found ways to contribute to this ball game in other ways besides just scoring. A 3 ball straight away, draws no iron, no net for the Tigers, and just goes out of bounds.
And you're absolutely right about Kelsey Borgman, Terrence. I got to believe Coach Smith is going to be very happy with the effort because it's with the ball, away from the ball. She's done it all, as you said.
The aforementioned Borgman's got to bring it up the floor, gets across the timeline now. She's being shadowed by Jill Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh getting some minutes here for the first time in this ball game. Myers now puts it on the floor, gives it up to Heiners. Heiners got to draw contact, and Heiners will go to the line. And this has not gone the way the Eagles wanted it.
No.
The way the Tigers wanted this quarter to go.
Not at all.
They've been slow to the spot. It's probably the nicest way I can say it, and that has caused a countless number of fouls, and that has been just a parade to the charity stripe here in the late goings of this third quarter.
And it is a good phrase on your part as Heiner's second shot goes down. It's now an 18-point lead once again.
Matching their largest lead there in the first half. Straightaway three, partially blocked. Still gets into the Tigers' hands for a final shot, but that won't go. And after three, it's the Eagles 52, Tigers 34. We'll be back for the fourth quarter on Country 103.9 WRBI and at WRBIRadio.com.
Tyson's Family Pizza, we are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Tyson's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Tyson'sFamilyPizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Fourth quarter action on the way here as the Eagles lead the Tigers 52-34. This broadcast being brought to you tonight in part by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and our new sponsor, Nobby Mower Shop.
This ball almost thrown away, but collected by the Eagles, who immediately travel. So it's going to stay with the Tigers. They're going to inbound this one underneath their own basket. And that's another change that, Jim, not all the refs and players have got accustomed to. You can only bring the ball in from two places, either underneath the basket or on the side. And
right,
oftentimes they get confused as the right place. 15-footer there for the Tigers. Makes it 52-36.
Eliana Fox with the two.
And a strong drive to the basket for Julia Myers. She won't quit.
She will not.
And a quick answer there. And it's back to an 18-point game. Tigers with the ball on the right wing, trying to drive inside. Eagles turn them away, and a throwaway. Foot race to get to this one, and over and back will be the call as that ball had gotten into the backcourt. So it'll be a turnover on the Tigers.
Just that kind of night for Lawrenceburg. Oh, tough one.
It really has, and I'm keeping a close eye on Coach Zane White to see when he wants to throw in and the towel and wave the white flag. Still got starters on the floor, though, here with 6:57 left in the fourth. They gang up on Borgman, but she's able to get away and get it off to Sophie Sullivan, who finds Reagan Hughes. Hughes looking for Myers, and Myers is going to absorb contact, and I think that Labazo picks up another. She's got to be close to five. Nope, that is five.
That is it for Aubrey, yep.
So Labazo will be disqualified from competition in this one. And it should be the first team foul of the fourth, although they haven't put that on the board just yet.
Checking in for the Tigers is Lexi Elza, who played some minutes in that first half, but has three fouls herself.
Myers with the ball. She's being shadowed. It's going to cause her to pick up her dribble and send it over to Heiners. Heiners puts it on the floor and quickly gets rid of it back to Julian. And the Eagles, again, content with running some clock, but when push comes to shove, Myers will shove her way right to the rim, lays it in for another two back-to-back drives for Myers, and it's a 20-point ball game. Incidentally, John Harrell and his predictor, we often talk about how close and how right he is. He predicted this to be a 5-point ball game.
Even a 4, 47-43, but still.
He was not having it. Just a little bit off on this
one. A little bit. Jacksonville with a foul. There haven't been many.
Put that one on Reagan Hughes, her second of the game, the team's first in the fourth quarter.
And that's the most anyone on JCD has.
And that allows Koenigga to stroll through the line. Her first free throw is good. She's got one more shot coming. That two rings true. Just under 6 minutes, 56-38. And the Eagles have clearly taken their foot off the gas, Jim, in this ball game. We've talked about the mutual respect that these two coaches have for one another, and you can see that right now as the Eagles, less aggressive offensively, and sometimes that can lead to a turnover like what we just saw.
They're trying to battle, but it's not as all out as in the first half.
Right. Tigers, meanwhile, walking up the floor with Reagan Cecil. Their sophomore point guard, Labanzo, already fouled out of this game. And, Jim, on this ball club for the Tigers, no seniors on this ball club. And a deep three from Natalie Koenigga, letting you know that she can score from all three levels. Haven't seen the distance shot from Natalie this evening until right then.
That was a sweet one.
And the Eagles go back to just passing it all around the floor. Reagan underneath couldn't let that gift go to waste. She lays it in for two more. 58-41 now. Natalie puts it on the deck. And Hughes comes over and tapped that one away out of bounds. So the Tigers will have it underneath their own basket.
And Lexi Elza checks out with Riley O'Brien back in for Lawrenceburg.
Good clean play by Hughes, able to work that ball away from Koenigga. This time she gets into Heiners. Heiners ties her up, you would think, but they say that's a foul. Nope. Yeah, they call that a foul.
Yep, okay.
They'll put that foul on Heiners. Well, let's take a look and see.
There is no foul.
No, they corrected the play. It was a turnover. Excuse me, a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring the Bulldogs.
Because she was going up as if to have a shot, and it was held down with a hand on the ball.
So Heiners, once again, just doing all the dirty work for the Eagles.
Amazing.
She's so good at it. And the physical nature of the game started to kind of get to some of these Eagles players a little bit as they're just trying to get out of here with a victory. And the Tigers are just, every ball is fought for and contested.
But they're not winning that contest.
They are not. As I mentioned earlier, it seems like the Eagles have been just one step quicker than the Tigers have been all night long. And a tripping foul, which right on cue as Borgman tried to round the corner and trying to stay in front of her was Fiera, and all she could do is stick her foot out to slow her down.
That is a good phrase for you there as Cameron Ferreira picks up her second. And, it's a difference in quickness, a difference in pace within the team.
Yeah. Eagles have put their athleticism on display tonight, and that is and has been, Jim, their calling card. That is what they bring every single night. So not picking on the Tigers, I don't care who you match these young ladies up against. In most cases, they're going to be quicker, faster, stronger than most of their competitors.
No doubt about it. And Ferreira quickly gets her third personal.
So they bring this one in and another quick foul.
That one on Natalie Kaniga. Only her second of the game.
And Coach Smith with the calming hand says it's okay. Okay, just hang in there.
All is fine. Got 3.5 minutes left.
And they draw up a play for Myers, who breaks out of the bunch, runs right to the basket. They send the lob pass over the top. And again, all the Tigers can do is foul.
How about having Julia shoot two more free throws? Oh, fine. She's only 5 for 5 so far. Let's see. Yeah, 5 for 5.
O'Brien, after that foul, she's going to have a seat as she, too, has been disqualified.
Yep, Riley's gone.
Julia Meyer.
Still perfect.
The first free throw.
Make it 6 of 6.
As the Eagles now approaching 60 in this game. And Julia does it. 60-41, 19-point ball game. Eagles on top. They have led this from the word go. As Ferreira spots up for a three, won't go. Rebound down to Kaniga, who puts it up off the glass. No good. And a loose ball foul called against the Tigers.
Everything going wrong for Lawrenceburg.
And that, of course, will be their third. That's the fifth. So a 3:20. Looks like they're going to be shooting the rest of the way again. And
first for Kelsey Borgman's good.
That's going to make this a long night if the,
yes,
if the
yes,
Tigers
it is.
Continue to foul as frequently as they have here in the second half.
I'm so glad I'm not driving. Thank you.
Two good free throws, and it's 62-41, largest lead of the night. And Kaniga drives the baseline and lays it in for two for the Tigers.
Got to admire the battling of Natalie.
And Kaniga came to play tonight.
She will not quit. And she fouls right there. Only her third.
And, you know, I've talked to coaches in this area about this very same topic.
Yeah.
Of when these fouls are being called. And time again, coaches have said to me, Jim, they will not debate about whether it's a foul or not, whether calls are being made egregiously or not. They tell their players, you've got to adjust to the way the game is being called.
There.
And that's what the Tigers have not done here in the second half.
Correct. And Julia Meyer remains perfect on the line tonight, hitting two more at 64-43.
And it's their largest lead of the night of 21 points. And the Tigers, not done yet. Kaniga spots up for three, no good. Rebound down to Julia Myers, and Kaniga all over.
Natalie still going after it, down 21 points in the backcourt.
No doubt. That'll be her fourth foul. If Kaniga fouls out, then I'm going to be convinced that the Lady Tigers are playing a game amongst themselves to see how many people could foul out.
Oh, that would be a bad way to go. I hear you, but...
If
we hope they were not.
If it happens, I'll be convinced that that was the game they were playing. Maybe a early April Fool's joke on Coach.
10 of 10 on the line for Julia Meyer tonight.
Second free throw on the way.
10 of 11. Not a bad game.
65-43, Natalie, coast to coast. Strong into the defender.
It is not a charge.
No. They call a blocking foul. And that's why Natalie keeps playing hard.
Yep. Reagan Hughes with that one. First one good.
Once this got to a double-digit lead, Jim, that really the Eagles were able to do pretty much anything they wanted. And again, just some physical play. Meyer expecting to get a call, didn't get one. And again, like a freight train, Kaniga down the lane and just looking like a bowling ball bouncing off pins, sends several Eagles to the floor. And the Eagles call for the foul, and Natalie will shoot two more.
Back to the line goes Natalie. She's the only Tiger who scored in the last several minutes of this fourth quarter. I got to believe, and this is not an insult, it's a compliment, I got to believe the Tiger football team would love to have her presence out there.
Well, since
the competitiveness.
Well, since her dad is the head football coach. And her brother is a star on the team.
I see.
And another good defensive play as the Tigers get a steal. They go to Kuniga inside, lay it up, no good. Offensive board, battling for it, and Hughes going to get called for the foul. And the Tigers say turnabout's fair play because now all of a sudden the seldom called foul on the Eagles through the first three quarters. Now, late in the fourth, Eagles can do nothing right.
That's a fourth on Reagan Hughes.
And that happened all in this quarter. Natalie gets it inside.
That's going to be on Meyer.
And a foul called on Meyer. And I am assuring you, this Tiger crowd, those that decided to stay late, they're saying that's what you get. That is what they're saying.
That may not be all they're saying. But I agree.
But turnabout fair play as
at least
Ellie
yes.
Fox able to get her first free throw to roll in. She's got one more coming.
I think Ellie's going to be an excellent player the next couple years for the Tigers, by the way. She is really getting a lot of time as a sophomore.
On the ensuing rebound, both players go to the floor, and they call it a travel as it looked like the Lawrenceburg player had it could have easily been called a jump ball. Let's start there.
Yeah. Coach White, not thrilled.
But instead, they call it a travel against the Tigers. And they just body Julia Myers up there. And I think a timeout call by Coach Smith. And I think it's a great time for us to take a timeout, too.
Good plan.
65-46, Tigers trail the Eagles. We'll be back after this. Country 103.9. WRBI, the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of girls high school basketball brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings.
Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams, and it's just 2 minutes left in this ball game, but the Tigers still playing hard, Jim. Even though they're down 19 points, they just forced a second timeout by the Jacksonville Eagles because they were covering up so tightly, so hard. Julie Meyer unable to get that ball in cleanly, and to avoid the violation, she called another timeout.
I think it's got to be a sign of how much the two coaches, Coach Smith and Coach White, respect each other and each other's ball clubs. You have that kind of play when there's a 19-point margin. Nobody is giving up.
No,
it's great tribute to these young athletes when they easily could have given up. Well, and Lawrenceburg fans are staying too.
Yeah, it's an 11-7 team. I mean, this team is. already racked up double-digit wins on the season. That's no accident.
No, not at all.
These Lawrenceburg Tigers, they came to play here tonight, and you've really seen that exemplified by Natalie Kaniga here in the second half. She has brought it, well, particularly here in this fourth quarter. And she's playing with four fouls, but you can't tell. Still as aggressive as she was on foul number one.
And just to comment on the music, that song was a hit when I was in high school. That's a long time.
This time, Eagles able to get it in cleanly in a would-be, let's call it a clothesline, as Fiera reaches out across the front of Borgman. Fiera picks up her fourth foul. So, Fiera and Kaniga playing with four fouls. And two other Tigers have already fouled out as Borgman's first free throw is good. Coach Scott Smith coaching against a leak out sends everybody back on defense. And the Eagles didn't have a single person standing on the lane for that final free throw. Three-point ball from the near wing, no good. Rebound, Tigers put back up and in.
Lexi Elza with her first score of this half has 4 points on the game.
Full court pressure being applied, and I think this time Kaniga is going to get the hook as she collides with Julia Meyer, and that is going to be Kaniga's fifth foul, and she's done.
But what a night for Natalie. What a game. She didn't have the most points in the game, but boy, did she put a heck of an effort on that floor.
She really did. So coming in for Kaniga, the young lady we saw in the JV.
Oh, yes. Tilt. Alana Beinkemper.
Yeah, Alana steps in, and she was a rebounding machine in that JV contest.
They list her as a 5'11 sophomore. She looks over 6 feet to me.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And nice free throw by Julia Meyer there, by the way.
Pushes the Eagle lead back to 20. And matches the largest Eagle lead of 21.
I think we do want to watch for Beinkemper in the next couple seasons. She's going to be a force.
That was a point I was attempting to make earlier. There are no seniors on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of juniors on the team. Two juniors. Everybody else, underclassmen and freshmen and sophomore. So this team has not yet had a chance to season, if you would. And this will be one of the years that they'll have an opportunity to do that.
Well, see, they're just breaking in this brand new gym, so might as well add some seasoning. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness! And a runaway and a push in the back on Borgman and Scott Smith, who hasn't said much. And at this point, we got to get control of this game, guys. It is a minute 16 left in a blowout game, and the fouls are. They're a little too blatant.
Yeah,
right now.
Reagan Hughes did not need to clock Cameron Ferreri. She came down court just a second ago. Reagan's gone for the game.
But I can tell you why she did. It was because of the push in the back that her teammate Borgman got underneath the basket. And again, these stanchions come out behind the goal. She easily could have hurt herself, Borgman, but she was able to go to the ground before she hit anything back behind the backboard.
Both free throws missed by Ferreira, rebounded by the Eagles.
So when you've got four individuals that have fouled out in this game total, that tells you the physical nature of the game.
Yes.
As the Eagles go over 70 now, 71-48, with just a minute left to go.
Kelsey Borgman on that last bucket, by the way.
Borgman now playing some stingy defense, but ball handler able to get around her, and that forced her to foul from behind. So going to the line will be Reagan Cecil. Borgman now has fouled out. And so when Borgman will have a seat here, and Scott Smith waves the white flag. He pulls all of his starters off the floor. looks like the Tigers have done just about the same.
In and out, no good, twice.
And a jump ball on the ensuing rebound. So count them, Jim. Three Tigers, two Eagles, all foul out.
Yeah.
In a 20-point-plus game.
Whew.
So you make sense of it.
I cannot, sir. Big night here in Lawrenceburg, that's for sure. I want to see these two teams again, basically, is the deal. I'll buy a ticket next time.
So the Eagles can't believe the play. On the inbound pass, the ball was blocked by the Eagles right back into the waiting hands of the Tigers, a person that threw the ball in, and they say Tiger ball. The officials do come together, confer, discuss it. They get the call right.
They say Eagle ball.
It's Eagles ball. 47 seconds left. Let's let this one in. Eagles running a little bit of clock. And the Tigers seem to be somewhat content to let them do so. Working the ball now for the Eagles.
Cheyenne Cullen and Brooklyn Simon up front.
Savannah Steele back in the game. She saw some minutes just before the end of the first half.
Yeah.
And these Eagles fans that came out to see these ladies play rise to their feet to give them a standing ovation as the Eagles secure a victory on the road, 71-48. That's going to be your final score. Eagles with a wire-to-wire victory over the Lawrenceburg Tigers. We'll step away, come back, tally up our numbers, and give you a synopsis of the game in the postgame show right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Fans, we've got a final for you here from the Tigers' den. It was the Jacksonville Lady Eagles who swooped in and grabbed the victory, 71-48 over the home team. Win this one going away. Tigers never trailed in this ball game. Led by 10 points at the halftime break, and that lead then ballooned to over 20 when it was all said and done. Your final, 71-48. And it was, again, all Eagles all the time. Eagles got started early with some hot shooting from the outside. It was the three ball that was working for the Eagles that helped them build the early lead. And then it was their tenacious defense as they, in the first quarter alone, had six big buckets off of turnovers. In the second quarter, though, Tigers realizing that the pace of the game was favoring the Lady Eagles, tried to slow things down and had an opportunity to grind this thing back down to single digits, but a missed free throw as time expired held the lead at 10. In the third, once again, Tigers trying to fight their way back through it, realized their only chance of getting back into this ball game was to get a little physical, kind of muck things up, and they definitely made the ball game early, but credit the Eagles for hitting their shots at the free throw line. An incredible performance from the free throw line, particularly in Julia Myers. She only missed two free throws on the night, made all of her other attempts from the charity stripe. And despite the Tigers' desire to get back in this game with physicality, three Tiger starters foul out of this ball game, two Eagle starters foul out of the ball game, and that's how it would end. Eagles on top, 71-48. Jim, your thoughts?
And Julia was 12-13 on line. Only missed one.
Only missed actually. The one, yeah.
But, yeah, you're exactly right, Terrence. The mood seemed to change out there, and this was an oddball game tempo-wise differently than we had last night when nobody, including us, could establish a particular momentum. The Eagles definitely established themselves in the first half as the team. They were gonna run and gun you, and we dare you to come after us.
Yeah, and if again numbers wise, you can look at it in the first quarter. Neither team got into the bonus.
Yeah.
In the second quarter, the Eagles were able to shoot free throws there in the closing minutes of the second. But in the third and the fourth quarter, it was the Eagles shooting free throws down the stretch and in the second half, in both the third and the fourth quarters.
And where the Eagles put it on in the second half, there was some doubt in that second quarter going to the break as the Tigers closed a bit, outscoring them 12-10 in the second, and going into halftime only down 10 at 34-24. But like you said, the Eagles really asserted themselves, put together 18 and 19 point third and fourth quarter, and it was pretty much done by the end of three.
What do you have for individual scoring on the night?
Well, I tell you, guess who the leading scorer in the game might have been?
I'm going to say it was someone whose name rhymes with Kyer.
That's entirely likely. Yes, indeed. 15 points in the first half and 15 points in the second, most of them from the line. 30 on the night for Julia Meyer. Of course, this is all unofficial, but it's pretty darn close. 30 points for Julia, and what a free throw shooting performance. Again, 12 of 13 on the stripe. Just spectacular. But also in double figures for the Eagles, Reagan Hughes with 16 points. Very nicely done. And she was 3-6 of 8 on the stripe. Free throw shooting is something to master, and it can really pay off for you, as it did here tonight. Also, 12 for Kelsey Borgman before she fouled out, and 12 for Sophie Sullivan, who went about it fairly quietly much of the night, but still did make an impact. For the Lawrenceburg Tigers, they were led by Cameron Ferreira with 15 points in the game. And then Natalie Caniga surprisingly only had 13. Again, Natalie is one of those players. Oh, what a senior season she will have next year.
Yes.
And the rest of this campaign is going to be pretty good, too, I think. But Natalie, really one of those forces you need to watch out for. So 15 for Ferreira, 13 for Caniga, again, all unofficially. We've got two on the board for Audrey Labasso. That's way below her average. She needs to score more for the Tigers to do well. Reagan Cecil had two. Also, Lexi Elza with four. Riley O'Brien had six, all in the first quarter. If she could have scored more, the sophomore might have made a difference in the game. Eliana Fox had six as well for the Tigers. And again, our scores quarterly were 24-12 in favor of the Eagles in the first quarter. It was 12-10 for the Tigers in the second, but then in the second half, 18-10 in the third for the Eagles, and 19-14 in the fourth. Our final, again, at 71-48 to Jacksonville with the victory, and they go again, farther ahead record-wise at this point in the season. Makes 14. Them 14-4. Yeah. And the Tigers, not shabby at 11-8 at all.
Not at all, not at all.
But the Class 2A squad knocks off 3A, and there's a classic example of the class system sometimes generating an upset. And,
right.
I don't know if this is necessarily an upset. We saw a couple of different teams out there.
Well, you know, it's a very, very, as you saw, very skilled Eagles team, and you're right. I don't know if you could really classify it as an upset. There are very few teams that these Lady Eagles will see where these Eagles won't be favored.
Correct.
To win. And as for the Tigers, again, a very young team, not a single senior among them.
Yes.
And they're still getting seasoned a little bit. They saw their only way to get into this was to make the game ugly. What they didn't count for was Julia Myers going perfect from the line and Hughes right in tow. That's what they didn't count on. The Eagles made their free throw shots, and that's really what put this thing away.
And looking at that potential future, we saw a lot of sophomore Eliana Fox tonight. She's going to be around for a long time to come, at least two more seasons. Also, Riley O'Brien is a sophomore as she fouled out, but again, could have scored more in the second half. Reagan Cecil is a freshman. Also, again, Kaniga, a junior, as we mentioned. Cameron Ferreira, also a junior. So all these Tigers are going to be back, and there's a lot to be said for Lawrenceburg. So if you're a Tiger fan, we're not trying to disparage your ball club. It looks really encouraging for the Orange and Black in the next couple of years.
And just as the Tigers are just getting started, so are we with our basketball coverage for the rest of this week.
Of the week.
This was just night number two. The H round going higher and higher. What do we got tomorrow night, Jim?
Well, we have got boys action, and this should be, shall we say, barn burner? Maybe?
I think so.
Entirely possible.
Much anticipated rematch between Greensburg and Batesville. This one at Batesville. John, you'll remember you and I traveled up to Greensburg early in the season for that first one. Bulldogs had it in hand, and I don't know if there's a time that I've talked to Coach Garrett since then that he hasn't or I haven't referenced that Greensburg game.
Uh-huh.
I said that to say this. It is on their mind.
Okay.
And the Bulldogs will be raring to go at home, and they will be looking for retribution.
They want to show something.
Yes.
Okay. And so it will begin with our pregame coverage. Again, it's going to be us with you, boys and girls, at 7:15 tomorrow night, tipping at 7:30. And again, the great John Heil on the board at the studio to bring it all to you. And then we have one more with us this week, and that will be on Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday. What am I saying? We have one more on the board for us, WRBI, in general, as we have on Friday, I should say, Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples bringing you the South Ripley-Oldenburg Academy game. And then I'll be out at Oldenburg again on Saturday for the South Ripley-Oldenburg girls game.
That's
and,
right.
And we've got tons of hoops all the way through Saturday, and we are back doing it together again tomorrow. Great week, Chief. Glad to be with you.
No.
This is super.
No doubt about it. Did great basketball all the way, and looking forward to finishing it out strong the rest of the week. I want to thank our sponsors just one more time for making this broadcast possible.
And they include Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate, also Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner on Monday nights. Come and see the show live. Terrence has all the coaches right there in the front of Ison's, and you can munch right in front of them. It's very cool. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, it runs Gutswiller, also JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurton Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and our newest sponsor, so glad to have him on board for the first time tonight, Nobby Mower Shop.
And with that is going to do it for this one. Jacksonville Lady Eagles victorious over the Tigers, 71-48, your final. So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, turning knobs and moving levers, making everything happen. John, thanks so much for everything that you do. My partner in crime tonight, Jim the Professional Williams.
Woo-hoo.
This is Terrence Harney saying thank you so much for joining us. And enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the new WRBI app.